The Clean Air Council's Joe Minot says the refinery is old, financially strapped, and economically he believes it will only last another couple years. And he says the refinery has not complied with the Federal Clean Air Act in at least 36 years.
So the question isn't, you know, does it have an impact on the community? The answer to that is yes. The question is, did the fire exacerbate that impact? And, you know, the information is still not available for that.
One especially troubling part of the fire is that PES uses hydrogen fluoride, also known as hydrofluoride. Minot says the gas is extremely dangerous and is only used in a handful of refineries to make high-octane gasoline.
If nothing else comes out of this fire, it is that this plant needs to stop using this highly, highly flammable and dangerous chemical.
According to the CDC, if the gas comes in contact with skin at high levels, it can cause death from an irregular heartbeat. In liquid form, it can affect all internal major organs. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.